USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. A huge winter storm is causing havoc across the U.S. Southern California is getting hit with a rare blizzard warning. The mountains of Los Angeles and Ventura counties are under warnings until 4 this afternoon. It's the first time in over 30 years. Travel highly discouraged as forecasters expect snow totals as deep as 5 feet by tonight in places. Over a half million homes and businesses in Michigan are still without power from a major storm. Officials warn that the electricity may not come back on until Sunday. Lawsuits against Norfolk Southern are piling up following the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. A law firm has filed a class action lawsuit against the railroad on behalf of everyone living within 30 miles. In addition to punitive damages, the suit is pushing for the creation of a fund for medical monitoring, new testing, and cleaning procedures after the train derailment 3 weeks ago exposed the community to highly toxic chemicals. President Biden has ordered the CDC, EPA, and FEMA to go door-to-door to check on families and connect residents with resources they may need. Biden, though, says he has no plans to travel to Ohio when he's got Zoom.
When a reporter outside of the White House asked President Biden, "Are you planning to travel to East Palestine, Ohio?" Biden responded, "At this point, I'm not. I did a whole video Zoom." Biden then argued against allegations that his administration isn't doing enough in its response to the train derailment. I'm Corey Myers.
The FDA is filing a new lawsuit over access to the abortion medication mifepristone. A dozen Democratic state attorneys general are filing the suit, claiming access to the medication is unnecessarily limited and restricted, leading to medical care delays for patients. The lawsuit claims the FDA's decision to restrict access to the medicine has no basis in science. This is USA News.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
The Republican-led House Oversight Committee is asking an official with the Treasury Department to testify in their investigation into finances from the Biden family, according to a letter obtained by NBC News. It is the biggest movement so far in the effort by the committee to obtain alleged suspicious activity reports related to President Biden's son Hunter and the Biden family. A U.S. military veteran from Wisconsin is now among the dead in Ukraine.
Andrew Peters' parents say he died last week while fighting with the International Legion. The news came to light on the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion. Peters, a U.S. Army veteran, joined up with the Ukrainians around Thanksgiving time last year. His parents say he felt he needed to use his military skills to help the people of Ukraine. The State Department says it's working to bring his remains back from Ukraine now.
Ryan Daniels reporting. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky says he's certain that Ukraine will win the war against Russia. Commenting Friday on the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion, Zelensky said Ukraine's victory is inevitable and that he won't negotiate with Putin on a peace deal that involves Ukraine losing territory. There was yet another close call involving planes at one of the nation's busy airports. Two planes nearly collided at the Burbank Airport near Los Angeles Friday. One plane was coming in for a landing while another was still on the runway. It is the latest in a series of close calls, which included a near collision last month between FedEx and Southwest Airlines planes in Austin. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.